We are launching an hour number three of the show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The features are for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up, we'll give you the update here tonight on the Florida primary and how Ron Paul's doing. But first, we go to the phone calls. It's Matt in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, everyone. I wanted to stick up for the last caller. I think his name was Dave.
Yeah, Dave Montana. He's a regular caller.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I agree with the general perspective that labor, what something sells for, doesn't have anything to do with the labor that's put into it.
And that's a true statement.
Right. And I want to put forth, though, that if those two don't correlate, the price and the labor, then something's really wrong if we're to have a free economy. That in a free economy, it actually does reflect quite closely.
No, I really don't think so. You can make items. For instance, you and I could carve a little man out of wood, right? You could have all the best wood carving equipment, and I could actually do it with a bent staple that I use in my teeth. Okay? Now, I would do significantly more labor and put more time in the carving of my man than you would in yours, and they would likely be worth very similar amounts, although I could put the label on mine carved exclusively with a bent staple from my teeth. You wouldn't be able to do such a thing. So, no, there is no correlation there. And you,
in a real economy, people tend to choose the best means to do something, and when people aren't, in other words, when there's a lack of knowledge, it seems like that's what you're describing. Then there's arbitrage opportunities for teachers to come in and make money.
As far as lack of knowledge goes, most Americans don't know what makes their car run. I mean, maybe they have a rudimentary knowledge of what a combustion engine is, but people don't need to know anything about the item that they're purchasing. They don't need to know why a toaster toasts their bread. They just need a toaster, and they want the one with the best features that does the best job. I disagree entirely with the premise that people, you know, need, want, care is important, that they know how an item works or why it's, you know, got there.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. I was taking your example where I was using an inefficient means to make a product and you were using an efficient one. And I was saying that in that case, there would be an opportunity for a third party through the teacher to come in and make money off of me by teaching me how to be more efficient.
Okay,
so
that's true.
In an equal economy, you know, where there's no government, we would naturally see over time people's labor generally become about the same amount in terms of actual work.
Okay, so I disagree. I am for a lot. You're talking about a laissez-faire economy. I disagree, but I'm for what you're talking about.
I'm for a free economy, but yeah, I don't see how you're saying that in a free economy, you're suggesting that people who are laboring would be their labor would be worth the same amount regardless of the job they were doing?
Yes, basically.
Well, that's absurd. I mean, the fact is, let's see, there are certain people, for instance, that fix machines for a living, very complex machines, and that's their, let's just, you know, say copy machines. It's not easy to fix those things. You have to learn a thing or two in order to know how to do that, but that can be a labor-intensive job in that you're, you know, going in there fixing stuff, whereas if you're just plucking fruit off of a tree, you know, both people might be doing the same amount of labor, but those two jobs will never be valued at the same amount.
Right.
I mean, how can you say that?
Well, if there's freedom, though, then if one job would get you more profit per unit labor or more income, then you would tend to want to learn to be able to do that job.
No, now you're talking about learning. And learning is training, and training is not labor, okay? Now, training and labor, two separate things. Lots of people with strong backs, very few people train to do specific items.
Right, people want to train, and in the marketplace, that is what will happen, is people will get they'll start at the bottom of the ladder of affluence, they'll have a crappy job that inevitably is going to have a lot of labor involved in it, and they're going to say, you know what, screw this, I'm tired of working so damn damn hard for a paycheck. I'm going to go out and get some training so I can move up that ladder of affluence and get a better, get more money for working the same amount or working less. That's why people move up in the world, because they want to train and they want to make more money. But that doesn't mean that the fruit picking jobs are all of a sudden going to start paying more. That'll never happen.
Well, no, I think it's like the garbage man, where he would make more because there are fewer people willing to do that. And there are better opportunities fixing the machines and doing the other things that you were talking about.
There would be. I mean, you could see some upper pressure where there's more, you'd see more wealth created in a free market system. So you would see more opportunities to do higher paid jobs, and maybe you'd see fewer people doing, the menial jobs. And that would therefore drive prices up. But we have basically a free market in labor right now. I can do whatever job I want to do. I can work as a garbage man. I can become a nursing assistant. Mm-hmm. People have that choice now. I don't think you'd see that much of a difference in a completely free society as far as stratification goes. You'd see less burden on the poor and the middle class from taxes. You'd see a much freer economy with more wealth total flowing. But you'd still have relatively poor people and relatively rich people. And
there will always be a discrepancy in wages based on
you've got to talk about
factors.
Earning, not just wealth. You see relatively high earners and relatively low earners. And there's just no situation that ever you're going to say that, you're going to take a doctor makes $1 gazillion a year and janitors make $10 a year and janitors will learn to be doctors until the point where doctors are making what janitors are making.
Thanks for the call. We've got to let you go. Your phone line is unacceptable. Thank you, though. 800-259-9231.
There's a disparity in ability, too.
Sure. And
there's so many,
that's going to make a huge difference. So many factors.
And there's supply and demand. There's only so many people with the skills. It takes time and investment of time and energy to become a doctor, and there's only a very few people who are willing to do that. So there's supply and demand in the labor marketplace, too.
Absolutely. We continue with your calls. It is Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, first, with what you're talking about, jobs, I live up here on the border of North Dakota, Minnesota and North Dakota. And teachers, North Dakota, as you know, are like the lowest paid teachers, and yet they have the most precious and important jobs. And if you know of the whole schooling and how public schooling keeps dropping in its core values, and actually I think it's dumbing down of America. But I have two daughters, and now my daughter is in preschool, but next year she qualifies to go to first grade, and I know Mark expecting, I don't know if you thought about this, but our daughter is unvaccinated, and now there's all these stipulations and all these threats that we get from everybody that if you're going to bring your child to public school, she has to be vaccinated. And I know that there's ways that you can get by it with morality laws or religious beliefs or something like that, but so I wanted to throw it at Mark, seeing that he's going to have a new one coming on. What does he think of vaccinations and children in school with vaccinations?
I guess I don't have that particular problem. I have no intention of sending my child, Jack, to public school.
Yeah, I'd say do everything you can to avoid sending your kids to government school.
I mean, my concern is not only. I think that it's an entirely unnatural environment. I know that some people are constrained. They feel they have to do it. My wife is probably going to stay home and do the homeschooling thing. And I just don't like the idea of sending them off to school, especially in formative years, like kindergarten through sixth grade.
Kevin, any other thoughts? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you care about your kids, do everything within your purview to keep them out of those government schools. Because those are, that's 8 hours a day that they're in the care of government bureaucrats. Now, as we mentioned, or as our caller mentioned earlier, we were talking about earlier, yes, there are a few people that work at government schools that are, they may have a pro-freedom mindset, but they are in the very small minority. There just aren't very many of them out there, so you can't just hope that your kids are going to be taken care of by people that share the same value set as you. It's just not going to be the case. Your kids are likely going to be raised by people that are indoctrinating them, in many cases very subtly, especially when it comes to kindergartners or young people, indoctrinating them to the ways of socialism. And so unless that's what you want for your kids, unless you want your kids to grow up as automatons worshiping the state, then keep them out. Do whatever you can to keep them out. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now, with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It seems like every time you fill up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, it's your show. We'll have anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust, in minutes. It's fast and easy. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. The latest on Ron Paul in Florida here in moments. But first, to the phones, it's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, honey. So I call and let y'all know, McKay's been called the winner, even though just a little bit over 50% has come in.
Yep, we're looking at those numbers right now.
This is making me so angry I can't see. Anyway, the FBI said they are on this. They are investigating this voter fraud.
The FBI?
Yeah, they're on it.
McCain was the projected winner all along, so why?
Well, he was the predicted winner.
Right, but how is there voter fraud? I mean, you can project with about 10% of precincts if you have.
Well, because I don't believe that McCain, that many people voted for McCain. I really don't.
Well, he's run before. He's had a long career.
Yeah, you must not live in the same Florida I used to live
and
in, Paula.
Most Republicans here that I talked to did vote for him. I mean, he won. It seems like people voted for him to beat Romney.
Would it be fraud if Romney won, too?
Paul, no, I'm just saying that, I mean, too many people here were for Ron Paul. And, I mean, it's just, we even heard around here that he was going to take Florida.
Yeah, I don't know how that got around, because I wish I'd heard those rumors, but I don't think anybody around here believed that was going to be the case. And why would the FBI be investigating voter fraud? I mean, it's not
because they know it's been happening all over the country.
Yeah, but it's nothing that involves actually crossing state lines.
A federal law has been violated.
Federal law? Voting fraud is a federal
law? Yes, voting is federal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't trust the FBI. Why do you trust the FBI to investigate this case correctly?
There are some guys on that do care that work for us, okay? But the thing is...
They don't work for me.
Well, anyway, the thing is, voting is... the way they have done this with some of the machines, it's against the law. It goes against the Constitution.
Didn't Florida go back to paper ballots?
Yeah, we did, yeah. But it's what I'm saying.
So that's not good enough, huh?
No, it's what I'm saying is before this, it was, you know, with the machines before, it was illegal.
Right, well, that was then, this is now. Are you concerned with these election results, or are you talking about what happened 4 years ago?
Well, it was even just recently. I mean, they've used machines in some of the other states. But the thing is, though, is all has to be done by the Constitution, and they haven't been doing it by the Constitution.
No, that much might be the case. Paula, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. But the fact is, the FBI is an unconstitutional organization. So what, you think they're going to go and investigate violations of the Constitution? Besides that, there's not any provision for punishment if you violate the Constitution. That, yes, the Constitution is a set of rules for the government. That much is true. That's what it is. It's not a set of rules for you and I. It's a set of rules for the people that are running the federal government as to how they're supposed to behave and what very specific tasks they're supposed to be doing. But it doesn't say in there if they violate the Constitution that they'll be jailed or they'll be fined or they'll be impoverished in some way. Nope, there's no punishment for these things. So they violate it all the time and no problem.
I do worry that we're going to see quite a bit more of what people saying, what Paul is saying, which is people who really had high hopes for Ron Paul, now that their reality doesn't meet expectations, they're automatically going to scream voter fraud. And you do have to be careful for voter fraud. I mean, it's possible. It can happen. And if you think there's irregularities, I mean, there were some legitimate questions about New Hampshire, and we're having a recount now. So we'll see how that pans out. But
yeah, it appears to be a 0.05% margin of error, 0.05% error at this point, and likely that's the hand counting.
Right. I mean, so you really can't just jump on the voter fraud thing. Your expectations were wrong.
Right.
So
and I think
it's a bitter pill to swallow.
Sure, it is.
But it you look like a kook when you run around and you say, "Well, my guy didn't win, even though he was only polling at 3 or 4%. He got 3 or 4%, so it must have been voter fraud." I mean, the rest of the country looks at you and goes, "You're a nut." And next time you try to convince your friends to vote, they're not going to listen to you.
Let's look at some reasons why people get so lost and caught up in their candidate. In this case, Ron Paul is our man. We love what he stands for, which, you know, I agree with him on 98% of the issues. But let's look at why somebody would be led down that road to believe that Ron Paul has a much greater chance than he might have actually had. First of all, if you're a libertarian-minded person and you're going to Ron Paul meetup groups and you're hanging around other people that are of the same or similar mindset, and you're doing things related to Ron Paul. You're going out, you're putting out signs, and you're seeing a large amount of signs out there. You're seeing, you know, what you believe to be a large groundswell of support, grassroots support for your candidate, and you believe that's going to translate to actual votes come voting day. You know, it's easy to understand. You've surrounded yourself with Ron Paul people. You've got a predilection towards seeing Ron Paul signs. You notice Ron Paul signs more likely. It's just like when you see a new car, you start noticing it around the city that you drive in. So you're tuned in to your candidate. And, of course, you've got high hopes. You want him to win. And then when it actually doesn't happen, I think there are several reasons for it. Well, again, number one is that he just hasn't gotten coverage. He just hasn't. There people that have run the numbers have shown that he's gotten, you know, less than a fraction of the percent of what the other guys have gotten covered. The news organizations lavish coverage on his competitors.
They're still talking about Giuliani, and the guy hasn't. He doesn't have the electoral votes that Ron Paul has.
Right. So there's that fact, and that's a huge factor. Number two is that most voters are very, very ignorant of even the people that are getting covered. Even if they did see Ron Paul getting covered, the people that are voting for. Excuse me. That's not what I wanted to say. What I want to say is that most people don't pay close attention to politics. So unless you're paying close attention, you probably don't know what those Ron Paul signs are all about. You probably haven't heard about Ron Paul. You probably don't even know, what the hell, who's Ron Paul? I've never even heard of him before. Don't watch CNN and Fox all the time, how would you know?
And also, people... there's sort of a validity situation. Any jerk can get a Ron Paul sign and stick it in their yard, or any guy who's got the motivation can put up a bunch of Ron Paul signs all over the place, and voters naturally know that. Mm-hmm. What gives somebody validity in their minds is most importantly, seeing them on the news.
Television.
Mentioned, but not just television. I think television's a very big issue. Television advertising's a big issue, but seeing them on the news, seeing them reported by the news agencies is huge. So
it conveys legitimacy.
Potential voters are out there seeing the other candidates mentioned on the news and not Ron Paul so much. They get that.
And this doesn't mean you have to be pessimistic about Super Tuesday. I think he's going to do well in some states. I've heard rumors that he's polled in first place before in Alaska. He could win.
That'd be good.
You know, so Florida was never a strong state for him. It just demographically, it wasn't a strong state. He didn't have money to compete there until very recently, and he hasn't poured much money into Florida. It should be no surprise we didn't do well there. Even the top tier candidates this year have to pick and choose. They're not, running full bore in all 50 states.
Now, he does have a couple of new high-level campaign staffer guys that apparently are real hot shots, and I think that'll really give him a punch in the arm. He gets more money, but...
That's good, and that's important. We've already looked at the reasons why many people don't even know who Ron Paul is, so he couldn't possibly get their vote. But what about the people that do know who Ron Paul is, like your mother, Mark? Let's talk about her here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top said he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Bryce Instruments since 1987.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org. We're talking about Ron Paul's results, not just in Florida, but in general, as to why he's not doing as well as maybe many of his supporters believed he could do based on some of the things that they had been observing from their personal viewpoint. But that's just the problem, is just sort of taking things from what you're experiencing, examining what you're experiencing is not necessarily going to be what reality actually ends up reflecting, in that if all you're seeing is Liberty people putting up Ron Paul signs everywhere, you aren't necessarily seeing the whole picture. And the whole picture is that most people don't pay attention to politics. Most people, like me, are disgusted by politics. I only pay attention because I've come to the understanding that these politicians want to rule my life, and therefore I must defend my freedom. But most people are, you know, pretty much oblivious, or they believe that what's going to happen is what's going to happen, and there's not much they can do to stop it, or it's the lesser of two evils. I mean, they might have taken a look at politics in the past and seen that there was no one worth voting for, so they presume...
They've been right.
So they presume, and in most cases they're correct, they presume that there's still no one worth voting for, so why bother looking into it? So I believe that most of these people don't even know who Ron Paul is. They haven't seen his commercials. They might have seen the signs around town, but that doesn't matter to them because they don't know who he is. They don't know what his ideas are about, and so it just it goes right by them. The signs don't affect them in any sort of in any significant way. So I think that that's the, you know, the major problem is an exposure problem. The fact is the media hasn't been paying attention to Ron Paul at all in comparison to the other candidates, and so people are just unaware of him. But what about the people that are aware of Ron Paul? What about the people that are not only aware of Ron Paul, but also agree with what Ron Paul says? Mark, you were telling us before we started the show tonight about your mother in Florida.
Yeah.
She was supposed to go and vote for Ron Paul today. You talked to her, and she didn't do that. What happened?
Well, I really had the expectation that she would. We had talked about it and the philosophies that he believes in, and you know, she pretty much believes the things. You know, she's a small government gal. She's a small government Republican,
mm-hmm.
and somewhere between the time that I talked to her and now today. When she decided to go out and vote, she was of the opinion that Ron Paul couldn't win. So she was going to, you know, wasn't going to win, wasn't going to, you know, be the primary candidate. So she decided that she was going to pick, likely, I don't know, I couldn't get her to reveal which candidate that she picked. She says, I don't share those things. I'm like, yes, you do. You just don't want to share them now because you don't want me to ridicule your what you have to say. And, you know, she essentially agreed with that. And so, you know, and I don't like any of the other Republican candidates, likely because I have picked one and you know, I'm running with it, so I really hate all of them, probably more than I would hate them normally. But she probably, you know, she went and voted, and I stuck out a jab against McCain before I got off the phone just because, you know, he's my least favorite. And I think that she'd probably pick between Romney and McCain.
So it was the wasted vote syndrome, which is what, so you've got the problem with no media exposure, so most people don't even know about him, but those who do know about Ron Paul and even agree with his ideas are having a difficult time voting for him, because I don't know how this comes about, I don't know what creates this mindset, but the idea that you want to be on the winning team's side. That's what the mentality is, that, you know, I want to vote for a winner because when he wins, I'll feel like a winner, even though they're going to screw you and take more of your money, and you're not going to feel like a winner then when the government gets even bigger than it currently is. No, they don't think about that. All they think about is the immediate, yeah, go, you won, and I voted for you, and that's a good thing.
I don't think that's necessarily where people come in. I think
what is it then?
Well, maybe that is part of the issue. I'm not going to ascribe that feeling to my mother. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think that she's of the opinion that you're, and unless you pick somebody who can win and put your support behind
but
them,
but he can win,
right?
If everyone who thought the way your mother thought voted for Ron Paul, who intended to vote for Ron Paul, he could win.
Okay.
He's on the ballot. He can win.
But there's a lot of people out there that believe, in fact, that sort of, you know, he can't win philosophy. So
it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely.
Then. This is a huge problem.
It's a huge problem, and she believes that he's going to run independent, at which point she will vote for him then. But she wanted the lesser of two evils.
he can't win if he's running independent, Mark. If he can't win now, he can't win as a Libertarian candidate.
Look, Ian, I understand. I know what you're talking about. But,
yeah.
You know, all I'm saying is that there's people out there, and I'm trying to understand why it is that they vote the way they do, and I don't understand.
Well,
I'm going to vote for the guy that I think is the best for the job, but I do understand why people vote for the lesser of two evils, because for me, Ron Paul is in fact the lesser of evils out there. He's not the perfect candidate. For me, he's the lesser of evils. I understand why people take that position. It just, they give too much, in my opinion, but I'm making the same decision, as are you.
I don't think a lot of people look at it as necessarily the lesser of two evils. They might not be crazy about the two front runners, but let's say I really hate McCain, and I don't really care about Romney at all.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't excite me, doesn't annoy me. No, personally, I don't do this, but I think a lot of people who aren't really necessarily principled, they're just your average voter, they feel they have to vote for someone, they go, McCain, nah, Romney. I'll vote for Romney, because that way McCain will lose. And if I vote for anyone else, it's not going to beat McCain. It's really about trying to beat someone, not about who you're voting for a lot.
I can back that up with experience from the 2004 election, when a number of my friends who in 2000 had voted for Harry Brown, the Libertarian candidate, they get liberty, they get libertarianism. But along comes the 2004 election, George Bush and John Kerry, and the Libertarian candidate was Michael Badnarik at that time. And I couldn't get them to vote for the Libertarian. They had no interest in it. They wanted to vote for John Kerry because they wanted to defeat George Bush. They didn't want 4 more years of George Bush, as though 4 years of John Kerry would have been in any way better than 4 more years of George Bush. It might have been slightly different, but it's still going to increase the size of the state, still going to increase taxes, still going to increase tyranny. I mean, why they couldn't understand that, having voted Libertarian in the past, was mind-boggling to me, but yet, nonetheless, they went and voted for John Kerry, and you want to talk about wasting your vote? There you go.
Well,
your candidate lost.
I think that this vote, more and more, as I think about it, I really hate the voting process.
Look what it does to people.
I hate it, but I also understand why it is that people do what they do. I mean, if the election came down right now, Nick, and the only 4 candidates were available were Obama, Clinton, Romney, and McCain, who would you vote for?
Obama.
I'd stay home.
And the reason is you're hedging out the other ones because you think they're worse, not that Obama's good. And that's just
right.
It.
But would you go out and vote? Don't let him corner you with that trick question, because not voting is always an option.
Well, you said if I had to vote. You didn't say would I vote.
You don't ever have to vote.
If you had to vote for one of those candidates, you may stay home.
Oh, I'd stay home.
You just stay home and not endorse any of them. Could you consider your vote an endorsement?
I would write in, yes.
Yeah, blood would be on your hands at that point.
I write it, whoever I prefer to be. If I have a strong preference and someone's not perfect, I vote for him. Yeah.
But it's less blood on your hands, Ian.
I don't want any blood on my hands.
If you vote for Ron Paul, you're going to have blood on your hands because he's going to, he's going to stop people from becoming citizens. He's going to do something about the border. God knows how he's going to try to fix that border situation. He's also, his solutions.
Well, stopping someone from becoming a citizen isn't killing them or decapitating them.
You don't think that the Border Patrol kills people?
Nonetheless, Mark.
It's less blood.
He's not ordering them to do that.
All it is the lesser of evil. All voting is.
No.
If you voted for me, it would be the lesser of evils, Ian.
800-259-9231. Is it? Would love your thoughts. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Only a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call. You might be able to sneak it in. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and want to help us out a little bit and make yourself look good at the same time, go to store.freetalklive.com and pick up all kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise. In fact, we have some stuff that you can't wear, like the DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets and the Free Talk Live Free Marketeer Logo Flag. And, of course, we also have Free Talk Live T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Find out about our special offer that will get you a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted for free with your order.
So value added.
That's right.
Value added.
Head over to store.freetalklive.com.
Ain't crap in this world free.
All right. We're talking about voting. We're talking about the wasted vote syndrome, which is just a huge problem. When it comes to getting liberty-minded people... When it comes to getting people like Ron Paul or the Libertarian candidate, whoever he or she will end up being this year, when it comes to getting those people elected, fighting the wasted vote syndrome is probably one of the biggest things that will happen beyond trying to get our candidates media coverage. And it's infected so many people who otherwise believe what we believe, who otherwise support our ideas, but when the time comes, when it's time for them to go and cast that ballot, they check one of the boxes for one of the big government candidates because they believe that they just can't have so-and-so win the election. We can't have so-and-so win, so I'm going to vote for this other guy that's going to tax me just as much, but I like his hair better. Or whatever it is that's going through their head at that moment. It doesn't do liberty any good because you aren't voting for what you believe in. And if you don't vote for what you believe in, you're never going to get that person into office. They'll never have a chance to win. So we need to keep combating this. We need to go to the phone calls as well, though, because I believe, yes, Mike is on the line in Illinois. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Okay, I got 2 points to make, I guess. I heard right before you went to break about, now, Ian, are you disagreeing with Mark? You think that voting for Ron Paul is not the lesser of two evils?
I will concede what Mark was saying.
I'm a super genius. He can't help but agree.
Okay, well, here's my point. I mean, Ian, you're the guy who's for no government, right?
That is true.
So a vote for Ron Paul is for a little bit of government.
No, a vote for Ron Paul is self-defense. It's not
right.
An endorsement of what Ron Paul's governmental ideas are. A vote for Ron Paul is to reduce the amount of damage done to me and my friends by
right.
the government.
But still a little bit of evil, because it's a little bit of government.
Poor Ian, his world's been turned upside down here. He doesn't even know. He just wants people to vote for Ron Paul.
I do too. I'm voting for Ron Paul, you know, all the way to the end. I don't care if he's not on the ballot. I'll still write him in. And I guess that takes care of my first point. My second point is I don't see how in the world anybody who considers themselves a Republican can vote for anybody but Ron Paul, because if they thought about it...
Well, they are.
If they thought about it, okay, every one of them, except for Ron Paul, wants to keep this Iraq war thing going, right?
Yeah, to a lesser or greater extent, yes.
Right, and even though it's not true, the appearance... The consensus of the voters is that the Democrats want to get us out. Even though that's not true, that's what they're portraying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, if you're voting for something that 70% of the American people are against, which is the Iraq War, how do they expect any other candidate, except for Ron Paul, to beat Hillary Clinton or Obama? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't think they're thinking about it.
I think a lot of Republicans expect to lose too. They want to vote. They think McCain's moderate on social issues, so he's their best shot. But I think a lot of Republicans feel that they're in for beating this year, and they probably are because every other Republican's pro-war, and it's not a popular issue.
Okay,
so put the craziest, most frothing at the mouth war candidate up for election, basically, is their mentality?
Well, sort of, but there's more issues than just the war. You can't just look at the war. And the economy is coming up as the big issue now. The war's kind of faded into the background.
Talk about a man that knows nothing about the economy, John McCain.
Right. He knows nothing about the economy, but...
Ron burned him in the debate, didn't he?
Right, but to some Americans, I think to a lot of Americans in middle America, moderate Republicans, centrists... they're going to choose between probably Clinton and McCain at this point. It's just a guess. A lot of them are going to choose McCain because he seems more free market kind of than Clinton.
Yeah, talk about the frying pan and the fire with those two.
Right.
Good Lord.
You know, he's Mr. 100-year in Iraq guy.
Right.
You know, I don't see how anybody in their right mind thinks that their vote for McCain is going to win them the presidency.
But that's the problem. Yeah. These Americans are not in their right mind. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, we're in trouble.
We are.
It's sort of the homogeny and the mediocrity that voting brings around. You know, everybody thinks that their ideas are great when it comes to politics or whatever, but then when they all get meshed together, what do you get? You get John McCain.
Right.
Mike,
we'll say pretty much anything that... He thinks the people want to hear whether
consummate
he believes in it or not.
That's how they all play it, dude.
Yeah.
The only guy who's not candy coating it is Ron Paul.
I will give Rudy Giuliani some credit too on that. I mean, I don't like anything the guy says, but at least he had the cojones enough to admit that he thought abortion rights should be.
He's an upfront fascist.
Exactly. He's an upfront fascist.
Like Dennis Kucinich,
and I had to give him credit for that because he's dropping out pretty soon.
That's true. I think my favorite quote from Rudy Giuliani has to be the one about freedom is obedience to authority. Thanks for
exactly.
Appreciate the call, man. 800-259-9231. That's how Rudy Giuliani defines freedom, is being obedient to the demands of authority. Amazing. That this man is even in consideration. That people that think that way, I mean, well, I guess that's what happens, right? People in search of power, they're the ones most likely to run for office. It's not really amazing. It's amazing that Ron Paul's running for president. It's amazing we have the opportunity to vote for someone like Ron Paul, finally, in a presidential primary like this. I guess that's what should be amazing. And that we're not just choosing from the usual crap fest.
Yeah. Yeah, usually it's what kind of awful politician do you want to choose? At least Ron Paul's a heck of a lot better than the other choice.
Yeah, you have a choice this year. And, hey, he's taken second in two states, in two caucuses.
Mm-hmm.
He did better than I ever thought he would do.
I'm
going to
vote.
We've
got another money bomb on February the 1st for Ron and his wife, Betty.
Carol,
Georgia. Suzanne, whatever her name is. Their anniversary, and so I'm going to send them some money for their anniversary. I'm glad that the campaign hired these two hotshots. I don't know who they are. I'm no expert on political hotshots, and the less I know about them, the better. But it seems to me the campaign's moving in the direction I want it to. As far as I'm concerned, they can have some more money.
You know, and if you want to call Ron Paul evil to some extent, then I see where you're coming from on that. But
wouldn't
really
you call me evil to some extent? You certainly have the audacity to call me a fascist right here on the air.
That's just for effect, Mark, and you know that. Look, finding the things that he's evil on is very, very difficult.
It is.
I mean, the first thing he's going to do when he gets elected is to pardon nonviolent drug offenders. I heard that over the weekend. So that's not evil. Withdrawing the troops from around the world, bringing them home, that's not evil at all. I mean, in the issues I disagree with him on, he doesn't. You know, one's abortion, and that's just a personal viewpoint because he doesn't want the federal government to be involved in that. So there's no real disagreement there. And then immigration, which I believe he's pandering on, because I've read his positions from 1988, and he was a true libertarian at that time. It's just that he understands he can't come out and say, open the borders, and have any chance for Americans to vote for.
I think he'd be honest. I think he'd enforce the borders.
Maybe,
I can only assume he's being honest.
But he also wants to end welfare, and he's talked about in speeches and on this show that if you end welfare, then he has said that people would want immigrants to come here, and that's what should happen.
But he still believes in government. To have government, you need taxes, and taxes are theft.
He believes in government, but I'd like to ask him about that.
No, I think he does. I think he believes in a very, very small. I think he really is a constitutionalist.
Yeah,
he might
totally
see
right.
it as an evil, but a necessary evil.
He might only be a constitutionalist because that's what gets him elected. That might be his politician speaking, you know?
Some people can see that government is evil. But they believe that it's necessary. That's how America was founded.
Harry Brown is pretty much a straight-up voluntarist, free marketeer was, but yet he ran for office as a politician just to, you know, to spread the message of freedom.
He didn't run as a Republican.
We continue here. The king of the mountain is on the line in Georgia. Only about 20 seconds. Go.
I got 6 points I want to make. You shouldn't have dismissed the China comparison to our labor force. That, and you think that there's not people over there that don't have a choice about working at those wages, you're crazy. And the voter fraud issue, you made her look bad. That's an important issue. You shouldn't disregard it.
You should call back on that China thing because that definitely deserves more discussion. The fact is the people over there are choosing to work. They aren't slaves. Just because they're getting paid less than you is meaningless as far as their economy versus ours. More tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why?